I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's another Paternity Test Tuesday. Jen, this is going to be interesting. I call this one the case of baby mama drama. Valerie is here. She's from the west side of Chicago. Tamika's on the phone, too. Both from the west side of Chicago. Valerie has a four-year-old son from her boyfriend since she was in sophomore year of high school named Kevin. She
got a four-year-old boy. High school sweethearts,
yes,
maybe.
Four-year-old Kevin Jr. Tamika says Kevin got her pregnant.
Oh, no.
And she got a new baby girl.
Mm.
So it's a Paternity Test Tuesday. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Morning.
I'm okay.
All right. Tamika, you called for the paternity test, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. What's going on? Why do you feel like you need a paternity test?
Because I need to prove to her on the phone that her boyfriend or whatever you want to call him, he's the father of my child.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
And she not believing it. She not trying to hear it. And I don't know what else to tell her. So obviously proof is getting this test. Because I have a daughter. I have an 8-month-old daughter.
Uh-huh.
And me and him have been definitely seeing each other on and off over the last few years.
Oh, okay. So Valerie, why you don't believe it?
Because she's a hater. Like from the time we were in high school, she's always wanting everything I had. And I've always had to draw a line, let her know she wasn't up to par. She couldn't
well,
have
the
my
reason
man.
Why you don't,
she
reason couldn't why you don't believe it because you were disbelief. You think nothing could happen to you.
She was fat. She thought she could have what I could have. And I just, she's just doing it out of spite. And my man would never fuck her. That's
well,
the way it goes.
You need to wake up. You need to get out of your high school dreams because you listen. This ain't no fairy tale. High school is over. We are adults. We are well into our adulthood, and you're not accepting that your man is playing with you. He sleeps with other people.
No.
Hold on.
You mean it?
Hold on, Valerie. What'd you say? Let me hear from Valerie real quick, Tamika. Valerie, what are you saying?
Telling this that she telling me that high school's over. Yes, it's over. But she's salty about being incompetent. She wasn't smart. She was fat. She didn't have no friends.
First of all, back up.
Hold on, let me hear from Tamika. Tamika, go ahead.
I'm sorry,
I'm not even speaking to you, girl.
Tamika, go ahead. You wanted to say something? So y'all know each other from high school?
Yes, we do. We also went to 8th grade together, too. So I know her from elementary school. When we got to high school, the fact is she was popular. She was more prettier. She was, she was involved in a lot of stuff. I was
in
her. I did my homework. So you call me dumb.
Current.
You need to get your facts straight, number one. I am more intelligent than you. I've always been more smart than you. But I'll be a real woman. You're more popular. You was always involved. Cheerleaders, all the guys liked you, okay? So now we adults, and you still think you that. You think you the shit, and you're not.
No.
And you need to stop calling me a because you're a
reminder.
You so dumb. You don't even realize your man sleeping on you, cheating on you. I was one of them. I had to realize he was wrong with you,
girl. In your dreams, he wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Yo, you sound like you and that you got mental health issues.
Ladies, why isn't Kevin on this call? Can anyone answer that?
Because he a punk. He a punk.
No.
He's a punk.
He's not a punk. He's not a punk.
Look at you, yo. You in denial. I would think he would mature from high school. You sound like an adolescent right now. Like, you sound so stupid. Wake up.
Valerie, that's a good question. Kevin is your man. Why isn't Kevin on his phone call defending himself?
Because
he's his lawyer.
He didn't ask you a question. He's not talking to you.
Hold on, Tamika.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Valerie.
He don't got time to entertain bullshit. She don't got nothing else going on, so this is fun for her. But he has a job. He's an engineer, actually, and he's at work.
Yo, you a hella liar. You a hella liar right now.
Oh,
man. You a liar.
Tamika, why do you think he's not on the call?
All right, let me just be real with y'all. When I found out she was his woman, part of me didn't give a hell. Didn't care. I was like, okay, I'm going to still see him. Like, when I found out she was in the picture, I'm going to keep it real and be an adult and be a woman and own it that I did it for tit for tat. You know what I mean? Off my own issues from her around high school, around the neighborhood. So I think that she's in denial because I wound up flipping out to be a better person. I look better. I got myself together. Like, she was popular back in high school and all that crap. I was kind of ugly duckling. I got my shit together. She fell off. You see how she is? She doesn't speak correct English. You don't even form your words.
Girl, bye.
So Valerie, you and Kevin been together since she's you were denial, sophomore?
Man. Yes, we're unbreakable.
So why do you think? Why do you think?
You sound like Tony Braxton. Ain't nobody no unbreakable. You breakable.
Why do you
that's
think?
That's cheating on you.
Tamika, hold on, Valerie. Why do you think Tamika is coming at you this way?
Because she's jealous. She doesn't know who the baby daddy is. She's mad at me for being as bomb as I am, and she's just a hater. She's just. So that's why.
That's a lot. And first of all, I know who I slept with. I was not in no relationship at the time. He was the one that I was jumping off with. I'm going to keep it real with you. I know who I slept with. He the only one.
Right,
now, if it's other men I've been with, I'll be real with you and be like, I don't know who it is. Could you test X, Y, and Z?
It's a paternity test Tuesday. Valerie is here. Tamika's here. Now, for people who just joining us, Jen, tell them this is crazy. Tell them what's going on.
I know. Basically, Valerie and Tamika have been frenemies, maybe not even frenemies, enemies since high school.
Worse than frenemies, yeah.
Yes.
They don't like each other at
Valerie
all.
Valerie and Kevin have a four-year-old Kevin Jr. together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still together. And then somehow Tamika and Kevin got together too.
No, Tamika admitted she went after Kevin specifically to spite Valerie.
I know, Tamika. Wow. And now it could possibly be Kevin's baby girl.
Tamika's saying it is. Tamika, there's no way in God's name that it's anybody else's baby but Kevin's.
Nope, it's him. And for real, when I first started dealing with him, he told me he wasn't with her no more. Of course, men lie. And so when I found that they were still together, listen, my conscience now, I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have went there, just being a grown woman. But when I think about all the stuff she put me through, she was a bully. She used to try to have her girls drunk me and stuff. Like, I look back on it. And 10 years later, I don't care. Like, so I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I was tip the check.
You still mad?
Okay. But what I'm not wrong is expect that your boyfriend, your pre-husband, is the child of father of my child, and I ain't lying.
All right, so Valerie,
and he knows, and he's aware.
Valerie, in your eyes and Kevin's eyes, there's no way this is true.
No way in hell.
You trust this man with your heart, soul, and everything. You've known him for.
I've known him for so long. He's my first. I'm his first. There's no. We haven't even had a break in our relationship. So she's just having fun with this. And
he's been cheating on you since high school. You dummy.
He has not.
Wow. Okay.
You wasn't intelligent in high school, so I forgot. You wouldn't click on it. You was popular. She wasn't intelligent. He's been cheating on your dumb ass since day one. Wake up.
We
almost 30. Wake up, Valerie. Use your words. I can't even understand what you're saying. Pronunciate.
Wow. All right, can we get to these results, ladies? DNA Diagnostics does all of our paternity tests. Jen has the envelope. Jen's going to give it to me. I haven't even seen these results. Here we go. In the case of Kevin being the father of Tamika's little girl, Valerie, your love, your life is 99.99%. Give me the drum roll there, Jen BT. Wow. Kevin is the father of Tamika's baby.
Wow. I'm not a liar, yo. One thing I'm not is I'm no liar. You
gotta
be dumb ass. So now,
y'all
so now
gotta
you
deal with each other.
So now you stepmom now. I was trying to tell you. Your man been cheating on you. Let me tell you this. He's been sleeping with other people too. And I had to find that out on my own. So I'm telling you.
Valerie.
Damn it, can you shut up? How can I verify these results? Because if there's no way.
You ain't no lawyer. You're a dumbass. You ain't no damn lawyer. He read the man, read the results.
I'm sorry, that's 100% accurate. Kevin is the father of Tamika's daughter. Y'all going to have to deal with each other.
That can't be true. But it's okay. I'll hit him up and we'll figure out what's going on.
But she a whole fool. She a whole fool anyway. Because if she still deal with him, she's stupid. Somebody make a baby on me? Come on. So she don't have to be involved, you dumb.
Wow.
Can I get off this phone? Because I got to go back to work.
All right. Ladies, best of luck.
Don't like each other. You going to stay with him anyway with your dumb ass.
This
you don't
is,
need to know about
it. It is what it is.
Nut. You
Valerie,
nut.
Tamika, best of luck to the both of y'all. I don't know.
Stupid.
Think of your kids. Because y'all both got kids by the same guy. Have a good one.
For being
on paternity test Tuesday. See you at Love and Morning Show 104.3 Jams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.